Okay, so we're in Alishur, Perek Shvi. This is the Mikhtav Sheni. It says like this. Yakiri, my dear one. Hinach she'el v'miktavecha. You ask in your letter, Ketzet tzarech ben ter lityaches ala taiva. How should a ben ter relate to taivas? Now, so you should get the gist of these three letters, because the first letter was on kina. This letter is on taiva. You can probably guess what the next letter is going to be on. Hello, l'taiva noyad tafkid b'chai odam. For these desires, there's a purpose in life. And you cannot denounce it completely or completely negate it. On the other hand, the taiva is the yetzer hara. A yetzer that you have to fight against. So what do you do? How do we relate to it? So you're asking then, is in what ways should I fight against this Yetzer that in its current appearance is bothering and disturbing you and is called Ra? In the future, it's going to have a very important part in our life. And remember, I told you that he's writing this to 18-year-olds, like this first Shar. He's talking about single Bahrim. Okay? And he's talking about referring to in the future, talking about when you get married, it's going to have an important place in your life. Because we're talking about the physical desires. Hamakubal agodol Rabbeinu Moshe Kadavero besvaro temer dvara madrich oisano bezeh ve'im ki dvarav hem divrei kabbalah hare gam lefi havanaso apshuta ye'iru lano b'or godol zehu tamsi dvarav sham b'perek vav. But this is from the temer dvara, a very important piece, even if as he introduced it, it's, well, I understand a small piece of it. Ech yargil odam atzmo midas agvura. How do you get used to midas agvura? Do, ki ko pu'ulas hit eiros yetzahara, hem mamash mo'ereret hagvuras achazokos, midas adin, van hagas akorosh baruch wesail. Lekach, lo yitno nea li yetzahara shelo yo'er agvura. Va'atam she'odam noitzer b'shnei yetzirois. Prince is created with two yetzers, yetzer atoiv, yetzer hara. Hara, ze chesed v'ze gvura. One is chesed, one is gvura. Amnam pirish b'zayir parshas bereishis sheyetzer tov nivra la'adam la'atzmoi letzorchei. Yetzer tov was created for a person for himself and his needs. Yetzer hara letzorch ishtei and yetzer hara for his wife. Im kain ruy shalit oyer yetzer hara letoelas atzmoi, not to use it for yourself. Mikan, he's skipping at different places, you can see. Mikan yira kama maguna hakas v'kol ki yisibo shumag biragvuras akoshes. And then yetzer hara tzarech liot kosher v'osur pirish kabul, means it has to be bound. Lubilti yit oirer l'shum peula ba'olam in peulas kufay lo lechemet biyav lo lechem das mamon v'lo letzad kas lo letzad kovod klal amnam letzarech ishtay. For your wife, you arouse it gently. To dress her, to make her a nice house. And this, which I am providing my wife with nice clothing, I am being metakin the shechina. Meretic idea. Leficha kol tikunei abayis hem tikunei ashechina. Tikunei abayis is tikunei ashechina. He uses the Lashon Shechina very specifically. Shehi mit matkemet mitzad yetzahara hanivra lasas rotzim kaino lo zulas. V'derach ze yel kol minei chemda aboy mitzad yetzahara yet ikram l'tekune ha'isha asher ochiach Hashem lo le'ezer kenegdei v'hafach kulam achar kach l'avaydes Hashem. Again, the main point is l'tekune ha'isha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided for you as an Ezer Kenegdai, the Hafach Kulam, then you turn them all into Avodas Hashem. Ad kama shedvarim elu gvoyim masagaseinu, these are above our understanding, hem lamdim osana mabat shel pnimius ha-Torah b'inyan zeh, can get an approach, a Torah approach to this inyan. Shu me'ikrei yetzira, from the fundamentals of creation. Hine loimdim izeh ki ha-yetzer hara hu yetzira kadoshe b'tachlis. Right? The Yetzer Hara is completely holy. L'koyach yitzira zu enu zeichem l'takin es ha-shechina ha-sher bayit. With this yitzira we can be zeichem to matakin l'shechina that's in the home. Ki beiso shel adam Yisrael ma'onhu l'shechina. The house of a Jew is the address of the Shechina. L'shem kach neitzer bonu yetzer zeh. That's why God created this yetzer. That we should build homes, we should build families. It's amazing, even if we don't understand the depth of what he's saying here, of what it really means to matakin the Shechina, how it is that that's happening. So what's the raw in the Yetzer then? It sounds gewaldic. What's the problem with it? When you use it improperly, when he is ma'irit for his own needs and his own pleasure, this Yetzer is created for the other. Kavana atzmit, you focus it inward on nochius. Then you turn it from a Yetzer to a Yetzer raw. We have to hold this Yetzer inside of ourselves until the time when it should be used. Somebody when you get married. The tikkun shchina, the yisoid bayis, elokei kodosh, and then you'll use it to chesed, to mitkun shchina, to make a home for the Rebbeinu Shalom. B'shumoif and ein lirois b'yetzer ataiva davar mos umetuav mitzadaso. So in no way should a person look at this yetzer of taiva as something disgusting and degrading in and of itself. Hine yitzira k'daisha hi. It's a yitzira k'daisha. Didn't find any place more appropriate to put the bris kodesh than the basar erva. Va'amru betam hamila shesham zichrein be'evra taiva rava mahuma b'achet, that it's so confusion and so much sin could be tied up with it, and you see it could drag the whole world after it. That they make it, that's the pursuit that everybody's running after, the only thing that they can think about. To use it for mitzvah and for mutzer, the Ramban. Now it goes into another part, another section, which for some of you may be already more familiar with these ideas. When we look into the natural physical development, we can see kishtei yechidot mahava adam echad. Two sort of independent things make up a person. Mibchina te'aguf, you know, yechido ashayach l'adam atzma. On a cellular level, as an individual, it's just to him ashayach l'adam atzma. Te'aguf mitrabim amitrabim berega haroso bekesav adir. You get the cells start multiplying at a very rapid rate from the time of conception. They build the body during the time of pregnancy, in the first 20 years, approximately, of a person's life, when they're still developing physically. From the point of the teazera, to cellular level in the sperm, which you find in the male genitals, but on that same point, it's not shayach to himself. Right? He carries in his seed, Yerusha Savaisav, he carries in him the inheritance of his fathers. The DNA is a result of what he's received. Tachunas aguf, vanefesh, in his physical and spiritual nature. Va'olav limsor Yerusha Zois hala l'dorabo. And he has to pass that on to the next generation. It means the fact is we develop, that's our own cellular development and who we are and which unique individual we're going to be, but we're also given the potential to create other individuals. And we are enjoined to do that, to pass on that which is ours to the next generation. The seed doesn't multiply in the early years. Person comes to the Gil Bar Mitzvah approximately to puberty. And there's the physical development of the genitals. A person matures. So even from this that he has in him, he has eternity. He's a bead in the chain of the generations, because I pass on to my children a unique something that's part of myself and my wife, that unique thing that we pass on. They carry part of me in them, right? They're on a very literal level, they are made up of me to a degree, right? So that's what he's talking about. Ilazais al adamudat. However, you have to know. When they start to multiply, so you're no longer just a creation just for yourself. These processes preparing you to be a father to children, to give birth to a new generation. The life that you got from the three partners, the father, your mother, and the creator, you're commanded to pass on to the next generation. Shuvim shnei shutfim, again with two partners. The one that will be chosen, that God chooses to be your Ezer, and the Shechina that will dwell amongst you. To be a father, this preparation to be a father should begin already from that time period, from the Bar Mitzvah period. As alatzir ledat, the young person needs to know, heinach noyed liot av lebonim, you're going to be a father to children. From the secrets that the Balei Kabbalah have revealed to us, that the level of holiness that exists between the parents is directly correlated to the level of the neshama that the child receives. That's what we pray every day from a young age. I bet should be whole before you. Somebody that knows that, the gadol birchei Torah, he grows up in a Torah on literally the knees in the lap of Torah. He knows how to properly relate to with holiness to all these things that are related to the opposite sex, to that area of life, and to the whole birth and things like that, to the next generation, to that area of life. Ulam, however, ein litatzben olev ha'omikrei loyla. A person, though, should not get depressed or be like frightened or shaken by a mikrei loyla, which is nocturnal emission. Gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad teva kamat ein odam hanitzel mizeh milvad Yaakov Avinu v'leo zichron levracha. It happens to everybody. Mikra laila eno machla v'eno mazik. It's not a disease and doesn't hurt. Al pi roiv hu ba'bikvut hirhorim. Usually it comes from thoughts. Lefameimim hu oines gomer. Sometimes oines gomer ba'bikvut chalishas aguf. Comes from some sort of weakness in the body. Vasimun ki az hu ba'bili chalom. Then it comes without a dream. Ein lidig al reiyas keri v'ein lefachim mizeh. You shouldn't worry about it, and you shouldn't be afraid of it. Ein lanu ela lilmud Torah b'simcha. What we have to do is to learn Torah b'simcha. Kamosha Omar Rabbi Huda ben Beseira, Vahu Talmud shemagamgim b'kira. The Talmud was sort of stuttering and reading. Shabalke, it was a Balkari. He felt like, how could he learn Torah? It's like he's a Balkari. He's Talmud. How could he learn the Torah Akadesha? B'ni posach picho v'yairu dvarecho. She'ein divrei Torah makabling tuma. Torah isn't makabel tuma. Torah is not makabel tuma. The Gain also brings down that Torah is matahir. Hazayka li matzir b'makom Torah v'ala Torah u'shoykeid. Ein zeshenu margish beyitzer. It's not that a ben tera doesn't have a yetzer. Aval ha'isek b'tera yeshtam kolayim soim b'yodah sher b'koichem limnoya hishtaltu the yetzer. You have the means with which to control the yetzer, that it shouldn't rule over you. Kari ein shum eitzer b'olam liat shelet al yitzroi melvad limud gemara im rashi v'taisis b'kfiyus v'b'hasmada. There's no other way to control the rule of the yetzer outside of learning Gemara with Rashi, Taisus, with Kriyas, Basmada. I mean, it's learning without learning Torah. It gives you the ability. It brings the Abbas Derb Nosim. Kala Noisim, Divrei Torah, Aliboy, Mevatlin, Menu, Hirhurei, Cherev, Hirhurei, Rav, Hirhurei, Shtus, Hirhurei, Znus, Hirhurei, Yetzer Hora, Hirhurei, Eishas Ish, Hirhurei, Dvarim, Betalim, Hirhurei, all Basar Vadam. She came kosu b'sefer Tehillim, Aide David HaMelech Yisrael, Pekuri Hashem Yishari, Misam Chelev, Mitzvah Hashem Bora, Me'iras Einayim. V'kol she'enu noisim divrei Torah liboy, noisim lo hehurei herav, hehurei rov, hehurei shtutz, hehurei znus, v'chulu. She came kosu b'mishnah Torah, Aide Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. V'ayu b'chol ois, l'moifes v'zorecha ad oylam, tachas asher lo avates Hashem elokecho, Besimchu betuv levov miroiv kol vavate soivecha. Ein lecham makom by yecholim lichyes b'sholim ma yetzer kama makom tayra. There's no place that a person can live in peace with his yetzer like a makom tayra. Hamit nayal baruch hamusar that's being run in a spirit of musar. Ein lecha adam bari. There's no healthy person. Aliz v'ranan kazeh. There's no person that's happier and more energetic, refreshed. Hashaykit al teiras of a shayef laliyah, who's working in Torah and desires to grow. Hu yodeya mitzro. He knows he has a yetzer. Amal ena yetzer shelet alam. The yetzer is not ruling him. Va'or teiras o meir logam es chayaguf. And the light of Torah also enlightens for him that aspect, the physical aspects of his life. Shinet oid pina chashucha shel shiris leiv hefkeres yetzerim. It's not a dark place of just hefker. It's a beacon of light, of holiness, and responsibility to the future generations. There's a Torah outlook on Yetzer Hara and the Taivas, and the proper way that a person needs to relate to it, and the proper way that a young person needs to understand the processes that he goes through in terms of his physical development, and that's a natural physical development, and the proper way to relate to this process is a normal part of life, a natural part of life, a holy part of life, and a part of life with a purpose to it, if it's used properly. It's a matter of channeling those energies and using them properly. It's not about denying them, it's not about squashing them, it's not about letting them run wild, or letting it do whatever you feel like, whatever feels good. No, there's a certain process that can create a life that is mu'ushar. It's full and healthy and wealthy, both in a spiritual and in a physical sense, and it works together in a proper way.
There was a